For my frankincense. When the world feels heavy and my heart is aching, I pour rose geranium on my chest. This awareness has come as a direct result of knowing Nadine and using her products as a way to support my health and the health of my family. As I reconnect with this knowledge, I bow in gratitude to Nadine. When people stop me and ask, "What is that oil you're wearing?" I share Nadine, and in doing so, I know they are headed toward a soulful connection to nature and to themselves. This book is a gift to humanity. Nadine's beauty emanates through the written word and pierces directly into the heart. The world needs this. I need this. We all need this. Carrie Ann Moss, mother, actor, founder of Annapurna Living. Chapter 1. An Unimagined Beauty Flows Through You. The current culture of beauty is industrialized. Flaws are highlighted and criticized, while supermodels' cheekbones get mythologized. The fantasy of female is advertised, leading our thoughts to compare and analyze. In the pursuit of beauty, we have sprayed on the obsessions, filled our mind with flawless Photoshop impressions, and laid bare our skin to serious synthetic aggressions. We have Botoxed our expressions, shared sisterly confessions, and endured serious surgical sessions. We dress, on occasion with duress, and fear to digress from beauty regimes appointed by glossy magazines. We have plucked, polymerized, plasticized, plumped with fillers, preened with Listerine, perfumed with poison, peeled with chemicals, and preserved with parabens. We have poured on, picked upon, and thought we were wrong, so we overstripped, oversqueezed, and tried to appease the skin we are in. Dizzying arrays of industrial tricks advertise assurances of self-esteem applied with acne bleaching cream. We attempt to scrub clean with dangerous daily routines of douches, deodorants, wipes, puffs of powder, foaming cleansers, and creams to glorify someone else's scheme of being poreless and pristine. Meanwhile, the majority of modern cosmetics cause our skin cells to atrophy, shrivel, and shrink, leading us to think we need to do more and more as bottles amass around our bathroom sink. Our present-day perception of beauty is parched. The focus is on the external. This vanity of the veneer has created an intense atmosphere that interferes with our body's innate intelligence. Through the haze of this critical gaze, we chase unrealistic perfection and prop up these excessive ideals, even though we know the standards are unreal. And boy, have we been buying into it at $244 billion a year globally, devouring the fantasy, the allure of the perfect contour, creating CoverGirl complexions, lambasting and Lancome lotions, dousing ourselves with the fumes of Shalimar, opium, and envy perfumes, frescoing our face with perilous paint, and attempting to keep up with the Kardashians' surgical fashions. Over the last 20 years, thousands of women have come to me with their beauty questions. These women are distraught with dilemmas, and the nature of their questions is complex. Beauty has led us astray into dangerous terrain. It is time to declare a permanent fast from this pressing paradigm and reconsider the cultural creeds that cause us harm. It is time for a renegade vision of beauty. Renegade beauty is not about skincare regimes, and it is not about 12-step programs for washing your face. It arouses a new set of questions. Is beauty in the eye of the beholder, or are we beholden to live in a state of comparison to the chimera airbrushed images of plasticine-like skin? Is beauty flawless skin or a feeling from within? Is it an emerging inner glow or something we don't know? Inspired by the philosophy of vitalism, renegade beauty surrenders to the seduction of doing less and allows the elements and the life force of nature to revive the body, skin, and spirit. True beauty, healthy and lasting beauty, is expressed from within when we are nurtured by nature. When everything artificial, contrived, and synthetic falls away, the breathability and the beauty of our own nature can shine through. Yet we seem to have lost our connection with the natural.